Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. We're past halfway through September. The 16th day of September 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then you enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 63 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 73 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the smoke is not too bad today, but, I mean, it's still the continuing. It's a health warning. For anybody who has a respiratory problem, it's not good to breathe it. Don't breathe it if you can help. And for the people out on the streets, I guess they just have to fucking breathe it. The American Nationals, I'm sure they have all these goddamn invaders in nice hotel rooms with filtered air, taking good goddamn care of them. Like they're going to take good goddamn care of these Afghans they're bringing in here to train to fucking chop up Americans. And keep it up, people. Keep allowing it, and it will fucking occur. I promise you that. See what we're going to look at today. Vaccination numbers still trending down despite Biden's mandates, CDC dashboard suggests, and we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, vaccination numbers still trending down despite mandate, CDC dashboard suggests. Yeah, you're coming to the edge of the jungle, motherfuckers. They're still getting a few because the people are just too fucking big of cowards to fucking face them down. Or they're fucking, you know, for the job thing, you know. I'd rather take a death shot that's going to kill me in a year than lose my job. When you should be turning on that motherfucker that, with the license that thinks he has some kind of jurisdictional authority over you that he does not have, and fucking treating him like a fucking ugly stepchild. Anyway, this is from Information Liberation. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. America's daily COVID vaccination numbers are still trending down despite the Biden's regime. Mandates, preliminary numbers from the CDC suggest Marty Markery, that's a hell of a name, a John Hopkins physician and editor of MedPage today threw a fit about it Monday on Twitter. Well, why don't you instead of throwing a fit, why don't you come out here and start coming house to house, motherfucker? Why don't you get out on the goddamn streets, you cowardly son of a bitch? See, you fucking, it's one thing to run your fucking mouth. It's another thing to back that fucking mouth up, isn't it? Who are you going to hire for your balls, you punk bitch? was hoping not to see this since the vax mandate announcement. Vaccination rates are down so far. The buzz of a requirement is not helping the cause. While well-intended, we have to consider to real-world perception of mandates and how it may polarize some COVID slash stick. Oh, the carrot or stick. Oh, polarize the carrot. You take a carrot or a stick to me, you motherfucker. You think that you're fucking above me, that you can take, you can, it's my fucking carrot and my fucking stick, and I'll use the fucking stick on your fucking ass, asshole. Test it. You're up to the edge of the fucking jungle now, motherfuckers. Now you got to step into it. You can see on the latest CDC chart that the trend is still downward. Bars show in the darker blue shade that represent the most recent 5 days of reporting. We don't have the bar chart up or anything. You can go on the site and look at it. Reporting where the numbers of vaccine administrations might be impacted the most due to delays in reporting. The CDC notes on their website. Oh yeah, you're going to try every fucking explanation in the fucking, I'll tell you what the explanation is. You got your 12 to 20% lying motherfuckers. And now, like I said, you're at the edge of the fucking jungle. Step on in. All reported numbers might change over time as historical data are reported to CDC. Oh, you mean you might change the fucking numbers? You can change them all you want, but fucking, the fucking truth remains the same. Either you took it or you didn't. Either you're a fucking carrier of the fucking vaccine fucking death. I mean, all these people that have fucking taken the shot are now fucking, they're goddamn like Typhoid Mary. I mean, you son of a bitches have really fucked yourself. But yeah, I mean, that's fine and dandy. Saving us fucking bullets. We'll still have to wait and see how the numbers shift. Oh, shift, I love that. We can shift the numbers. It's just like, you know, like they'll fucking get a real bad fucking job report number. And then all of a sudden the next day, well, we didn't miss this and we changed the way we report these whole things. We've changed everything. I mean, there isn't 100 million people out of work in this fucking country. Nah, cause they're not, we changed it so only the ones that are, getting unemployment are counted in the fucking unemployed. Everybody else quit looking. Remember that fucking game? With the numbers to go against you, we'll just change how you calculate the numbers or just change the fucking numbers. Who's gonna go out there and count everybody in this goddamn United States to show that it's a fucking lie? If everything else they're saying is a lie, I'm pretty suspicious about the fucking numbers. In fact, I don't believe them one goddamn bit. We still have to wait and see how the numbers shift as the cutoff dates for mandates actually come into effect, but it certainly appears like Americans are not being intimidated by the Biden regime threats. Nope, you've come up to the jungle, motherfucker. You've got all the fucking weaklings and pussies and fucking go along to get along fucking communists you're gonna fucking get. Now you're gonna have to try and force it. Just like the goddamn guns in the same, it's the same fucking people. And we do have the fucking guns. And they are our fucking liberty teeth. And they are, by right, our fucking mechanism for enforcing the supreme, superior, absolute fucking law of we the people ratified December 15, 1791, known as that Bill of Fucking Rights. And you're about to fucking eat lead over it, you cocksuckers. And you're about to be, hey, man, you better be able to swim. I'll tell you guys, man, I've been getting in the comment section. It's been, this negative shit. I took down one this morning. Thanks, enemy of the state, because, you know, I can't watch every 1 hour video. You take 4 1-hour videos and I'm sitting there for 4 fucking hours. I don't got fucking 4 fucking minutes. I get, you know, Laura's putting up what she thinks is right from people who have been here a long time and know that fucking we do not allow any thought of defeatism. We're going to wipe these motherfuckers out. We're going to kill the motherfuckers. Got it? But this person's been a long time, and this son of a bitch knows me. I mean, he knows my strength, and he knows my goddamn, what I'll do. He knows my vigor. He knows my absolutism. The son of a bitch went on ahead and put it up anyway. I never got a chance. I'm going to take the fucking time. And I've already put the prick in fucking pending. But this cocksucker's met me. And he just fucking he thinks he can fucking do this. You son of a bitch. I know you're fucking listening. You better fucking, you better just take your own, you better go some fucking where else. Go to a defeatist or a goddamn God channel. That's another thing I've been getting fucking one after another. If you don't believe in God, you're just, it's finished. You're not going to win. You're not going to win. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. 250 fucking million people killed in the 20th century by governments. Where was your God on that one? Why, there's going to be one left when he comes down? You know what? You're going to need him. When you get out there past the fucking surf, he better rapture your ass up or you're headed to Davy Jones' locker, huh? You stupid son of a bitches. Stay off the fucking side. Unless you're a fucking fighter and you're going to enforce the fucking law and fucking, be in liberty, and you're gonna put your goddamn liberty and freedom above your fucking life. I don't want to hear nothing you have to fucking say. I truly don't. God, that pisses me off.
Because people don't want to be individuals, Henry. They want you to think and act the way they do.
Exactly. Well, I mean, when you come on and you talk, and somebody tells me, fucking, you know, I fought this fucking fight a long time. I fought it physically. I fucking have done time as a political prisoner, you motherfucker. And you tell me, if you do not believe in my God, then we can't, you're not gonna, see what they're doing, it's getting close to the fight, is what it comes down to. I've watched this happen time and time again. I've been involved in this fucking most of my goddamn life. And I've watched it happen time and time again. It gets close to a fucking physical encounter. And these son of a bitches start talking about the rapture. God's going to come down and rapture my ass out of this shit. Too bad that the goddamn founders of this country, the people who went and fucking fought to get those goddamn rights and made, you know, put into ratified absolute law. Too bad they didn't just say, well, the king's coming to take our guns. We better just hand them over. It's the rapture.
Wait a minute. I thought the rapture person came with year 2000, Y2K. Wait a minute. Hold on. 2012, the postman came.
Uh-huh.
I mean, World War One is supposed to have been came. World War Two is supposed to have been came.
Yep. You're absolutely correct. Every time that there's been, you know, it comes down to, well, you're going to better stand up and have a set of balls and a fucking spine and take care of your own fucking business. Well, no, I'm going to go find some place to fucking hide and wait for God to come down and rapture me. And you and those people who don't fucking follow my religion and my personal beliefs, you're all just going to be fucking, well, you're just going to be destroyed. Well, no, we're not. You're going to do some fucking swimming. And I'm gonna watch for your rapture. I mean, when you got, you're gonna go out there and fucking buy the thousands in the fucking surf. And I'm gonna watch for somebody to go up into the fucking sky. I'm betting, I'll bet my shiny nickel that I keep handy right now that every fucking one of you sinks to the fucking bottom. Cause that's where you belong. And you're not gonna come preaching your fucking shit on my fucking website. The people here are not fucking going to fucking run. We're not going to fucking hide in a hole and wait for the rapture that's never going to come. I mean, if there was... Where was God when the goddamn, you know, the Inquisition and all this shit? I mean, they have said... I mean, I've heard people that are claimed to be patriots say that even like what we're living under right now, this is what God wants. Well, how come? Why in the hell? I thought we wanted to be fucking, we wanted to have peace and fucking, brotherhood and be decent to one another and have morality. He wants fucking, child molesters running the goddamn fucking show. I mean, on a national basis. Is that what he must want that because it exists. Everything that's happening here, it has to be God's will because it's our God and it's his will. If that little, 3-year-old gets raped at 3 fucking years old, God's will. Shove it up your ass. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what I found out when people do that, man? It's just the coward's way just try to get out of a fight, man. That's all that it is. You know, it's just like when you at school, somebody say, hey, I'm going to fight you after school. My mom said I got to be home at a certain time and take off running.
Exactly, man. You're exactly correct. And I've seen this in the Patriot movement. This ain't the first fucking time. That's how you can tell when the fight's getting close to fucking physical. And then, and just like the last article I read, you know, they can't get nobody. They're not scaring the people that are left. And it ain't no goddamn 80 million people. Shove that number right up your fucking ass. You got about 12 to 20% of the fucking population. And the fucking cowards and the go-alongs to get-alongs and the ones that just really believe about that communist utopia but don't seem to know how to get to fucking Venezuela. It's, wouldn't it be so much easier than fucking fighting us? Just to drive down to Venezuela and there you are in paradise. There's your fucking communist utopia. You're laughable. All of you fucking one of you are. Especially guys like that last prick. Like I said, who's going to back your goddamn mouth, bitch? Anyway, let's see what we got here. COVID.
Surrender dead like everybody else.
Pardon?
They'll get to a rapture everybody else when they're dead.
Yeah, yes. Yes, sir. They will. Absolutely. Approximately 70 people die from COVID vaccines every day in America. VAERS data. That's their data. This is from Natural News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And, you know, the thing is, once they got up to 10,000 back in the 70s with swine flu, they stopped the vaccinations. When you have a kill rate happening like we're seeing, this article talks about it. When you have a kill rate that is happening like what we're seeing, that it's stopped immediate. It's always in the past. They've stopped it immediately. But here they've said, we have no liability, see? So we're just going to keep on doing it. And we're going to see how many of you fucking fools we can put in the ground that we don't have to use no bullets. You just stick out your fucking arm. I mean, that's just like walking up and lifting up your neck and telling your enemy to cut your fucking throat. That's how fucking worthless you are. Because you're too afraid. I mean, you'd run. I'm sure you'd run like a son of a bitch if you could. I've seen you run. I've seen your assholes and your elbows. But I never saw your goddamn fists flying. Or your fucking guns going off. The vaccine adverse events reporting system, VAERS, is exploding with vaccine injuries. I wonder why nobody wants to take that, son of a bitch. Vaccine injuries at a rate never seen before. The numbers of injuries and deaths from these vaccines is so immense. All prior vaccine injury data over the past two decades pales. What did that pop up for? Pales in comparison to the carnage observed in 2021. The government's passive vaccine injury surveillance system has logged over 675,000 adverse reactions from the vaccine in just 8 short months. If these medical issues were divided up among the roughly 17,000 hospitals in the United States, there have been roughly 40,000. I think they fucked up. 40 COVID vaccine, and it ain't a vaccine. Start calling it what it goddamn is. I hate that. I hate the republic being called a democracy. I hate the goddamn articles of a separate fucking law from that fucking constitution being called amendments. They were articles before they were amended onto that second document, that inferior fucking document. It's not a vaccine. It's a biological murder agent. Injuries for every hospital in the nation. Over the past 47 days of reporting, there have also been 3,296 deaths reported to VAERS. This is equivalent to 70 deaths per day, a sacrificial routine of medical... Yeah, sacrificial routine of medical malpractice and wrongful death that must be stopped. Why should they stop it? They can't be. They've given themselves immunity. I should just give myself immunity. How many have they got in Congress? About 4,000 all together with all their aides and everything. And 4,000 or 5,000 of us get together. Can we give ourselves immunity to fucking just snuff anybody we fucking want to? And can't be held liable. Fucking, they're talking about just civil liability here. What about fucking murder? You know it's killing them and you're doing it. That's fucking premeditated murder. We don't do that though. It's like the fucking treason we talked about in Afghanistan. Aiding and abetting the enemy. You look straight at it. And fucking by goddamn, logic and physics, what they did was they committed goddamn high treason. They aided and abetted the enemy during time of war. If there was ever an enemy, but they weren't the enemy, really. They're our friends now. We're going to bring 30,000 of these head hackers over here for you fucking Americans to play with. You got the shot, you might as well go get your head hacked off while you're at it. I mean, embrace these motherfuckers when they come in their invasion. This is invasion forces. Coming across our goddamn, invasion, they're allowing an invasion. Yes, they are allowing an invasion. There's another article I have in here that talks about the fact that most of them that are coming across our border are fighting age fucking young men. They're to be the cannon fodder, but we're going to skip-de-doo-dop right past you, and we're going to take that long shot, and we're going to take that fucking suit out. We're going to cut the head off this fucking snake. These fucking criminals, and they are fucking criminals as they are in blatant, gross violation of the highest law in this fucking land. They are in violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, which is the highest jurisdictional authority in this fucking land. They have created fucking, they've just grasped power. And now they've set up fucking standing armies that answer to them and not to the fucking people. And this country's being run by unelected goddamn fucking assholes. They weren't elected by the people. They don't represent the people. They're fucking corporate fucking thugs. This is an international corporate mafia, and they're out to take our fucking country from us, and they're out to kill the American nationals because we're the ones it fucking belongs to. To date, there have been a total of 14,701 deaths. Now, at 10,000 deaths back in the 70s, they shut down the goddamn swine flu fucking vaccine. Deaths reported as a result of COVID vaccines, but they're not fucking vaccines. Call it what it fucking is. It's a goddamn biological agent for genocide. In the U.S., and a vast majority of these fatalities are occurring within a week after vaccination. The young and the old are dying needlessly as the vaccine protocol is forced on people like rape and advertised as the only way to stop COVID that doesn't exist because COVID-19 doesn't exist. I mean, put it all together, people. They'll tell you on the fucking CDC site it's not a fucking vaccine. There's hundreds of reports from fucking experts telling you what it is. It's to kill you. It's a goddamn biological fucking weapon to kill you. This is most certainly a lie, a grand deception that is being used to humiliate families and strip individuals of their due process rights. I'm glad they got that in there at least, because that is what the fucking key to this is. You cannot have jurisdictional authority over me to do anything to me, to seize me, to touch me, invade my fucking body. Oh, just because I saw, President Biden said it was okay, the governor said it was okay. Well, you fucking, bang, my gun says it ain't okay. Just like my great, 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 great grandfather's fucking gun, let the fucking British know, no, it's not okay. You're going to get your fucking asses shot out of here. It's going to be fucking dirty. It's going to be ugly. And I know you're going to try and start a fucking world war. But we'll hand you over to the fucking Chinese. Every fucking one of you. You're fucking treasonous dog shit. You're pedophiles. You're worthless to this fucking world. You're breathing fucking air that could go to something good. Due process rights, their dignity. And no, you're not. You're not bothering my dignity. I fucking curse you. I call you the fucking gook. Pissant you are. You're the one that is getting the fucking, that have no dignity. And you're the one that take the shit. The whole world ain't Portland fucking Oregon. One block of Portland Oregon. I guarantee fucking tee you that. That's what they want to show. Portland Oregon or fucking Vancouver Washington or some fucking Tacoma Washington up there and try to act like that's the whole goddamn country. It ain't. You got 12-20% and they're going to get fucking slaughtered. That's why you've brought the UN peacekeepers in, isn't it? That's why they're already fucking here. Nobody's supposed to know about that, are they? They're already fucking here. You already got them in fucking place. Because you know you're about to stick your fucking foot in the jungle, motherfucker. And it is going to bust loose and we'll blow those fucking UN motherfucking peacekeepers clear back across the goddamn ocean where they came from. We will fucking waste their fucking asses. They have no jurisdictional authority in these United States. They sure as hell have no jurisdictional authority over any individual free sovereign national in this country. None. That makes them invaders. That makes them fucking targets. That makes them enemy combatants. And they will be treated as such when they are identified. You better keep hiding, you motherfuckers. Dignity. Historically, vaccines are removed. Now listen here. Historically, vaccines are removed from the market and stripped of their license when there are just a handful of deaths. Huh? This is common knowledge. It's always been common knowledge. And I'm one of the people, I've never took a fucking vaccine. I ain't gonna take and put nothing in me. I ain't fucking sick. I won't even go see a doctor if I'm sick. I know the son of a bitch wants to kill me. He don't want to heal me. He wants to kill me. There are so many deaths from this vaccine. Almost every hospital in the United States can represent one dead patient who has sacrificed, quote, for the greater good. Boy, that's communism bullshit. That's like they're trying to tell you yesterday that these, you know, you're violating these people's rights by, because you're fucking exercising your fucking rights. Hey, due process of the law decides that, and we the people in a fucking common law jury are the only ones that can fucking determine whose fucking rights are being violated. I guarantee you, violating procedural due process shuts your ass down before the first word comes out of your fucking mouth. You have declared war on that fucking Bill of Rights. That's the declaration of war on we the people. And fucking we will meet your fucking challenge, you son of a bitches. If the genocidal routine continues with booster shots, these deaths by vaccine figures will continue to skyrocket. An apocalypse that is already being witnessed in heavily vaccinated nations like Israel. The mainstream media refuses to pick up on these stories. That's because there is no mainstream media. Some more fucking terminology that needs to be fucking corrected. Start calling it, even on goddamn, they talk about the Ministry of Truth. I heard them talking about it on mainstream the other day. They're doing this shit, and they'll tell you right there, this is the Ministry of Truth. Mainstream media, there's no media to it. These are propagandists, pure propagandists, and that's on Fox too, and that's fucker Carlson too. You think old fucker doesn't know about all this shit, that he doesn't understand that the fucking, this is a biological agent, he can't read the CDC's own fucking reports? Of course he can. He's a goddamn relief valve. He's a fucking shill. And anybody that listens to anything that comes out of that fucking stupid box and believes it, you're a fucking moron. Stories and lies about vaccine side effects, normalizing week-long illnesses, Bell's, Paisley, blood clots, headaches, severe pain, and heart inflammation in children. The mainstream media has, through their teeth, mainstream media lies through their teeth, saying that most vaccines, COVID, is mild and is... vaccination COVID. It's not a vaccination. It's a biological agent. And there is no such thing as COVID-19. There is no such thing as COVID-19. If there is, produce the fucking study and show us the fucking sample. And let the experts that fucking are telling you that this is fucking a death agent, a fucking biological death agent, let them look at it. Let them see your COVID-19, you fucking lying pricks. And if that, I mean, they're lying to you about something that'll kill you, and you listen to any of their fucking numbers, that's really, really gets me. Anybody that would fucking believe one word that came out of their mouth, especially a fucking number. Well, there's 80 million Americans. They may just big enough until it's a really kind of like, well, do we want to fuck with them? The truth is they're lying through their fucking teeth. They've got 12 to 20%. That's all they've ever fucking had. And that's all they've got vaccinated. And I mean, that's why they want to show you every fucking vaccination. They go around fucking filming the idiots that'll do this shit. Because they're trying to convince you, it's just everybody. That's why every fucking commercial. I mean, everything you see, you could call into the goddamn, to get your cell phone card renewed. Oh, COVID, get your COVID. There is no 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 COVID. There. You can say it 10,000 times that it is. I can say 10,001 times that you're a fucking liar. And I can prove you're a fucking liar. Where's your fucking study, bitch? And the fact that the goddamn CDC admitted that the fucking vaccine is not a fucking vaccine. And the fact that it is, they went and tried to say it doesn't affect your DNA. It's exactly what it fucking does. That's what it's designed to fucking do. To kill your ass. But you're only gonna get the people that wouldn't fight no how. You're fucking doing us a goddamn favor. It is mild and is proof, the vaccine is working. Every day, 70 people are fatally victimized by this deception as they are intubated, whatever in the hell that means, then sent to the morgue. Intubated. Oh, hell yes, it's the agenda. As the medical malpractice continues, hospital systems around the country are purging healthy, unvaccinated employees from their ranks, creating an artificial bed shortage, and we've talked about that. There ain't no bed, you see, and there ain't, because they ain't got no staff. Why? Because the staff quit, because they ain't going to put that fucking poison in their arm. They know what it is. But like one, there's one nurse that quit because she wouldn't take the vaccine. And one guy, everybody was praising her, you know, for having the courage to do it. But one guy brought up the point, how many fucking shots did you give to other people, motherfucker? How many?
Well, nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Nurses, nurses who were once lauded as superheroes are now being discriminated against rapidly and superficially as hundreds of thousands of medical issues are reported in the vaccinated test subjects. They just aren't enough nurses and doctors to deal with all the issues caused by the COVID vaccine. And see, that's the beauty of this fucking scam. They give you this vaccine that they tell, they came out and they told you the truth. It's not a fucking vaccine. And when you start dying, they just say it was COVID-19. COVID-19. Every fucking thing they do. I mean, they get caught doing something, you know, so they're not just like this. Well, hell, you could fucking take this thing in Afghanistan, you know, where they were aiding and abetting an enemy during time of war. That's a military trial and you're up against the fucking wall in fucking a week. I mean, if you ain't wartime, if you're in the field, it would be in a fucking day. But I mean, it'll end up, it was COVID. Everything's COVID. That's why we can't do this. We can't, everything that fucking violates the fucking law that they are doing. Well, we have to do it because it's an emergency thing. Well, you show me where the clause is in that fucking ninth article that says, except if there's an emergency. Nah, that ain't what it fucking says. It says the enumeration in that fucking low-life, commie fucking elitist fucking constitution of certain rights, which are authorities, and the Constitution is separate from we the people in our common law, which is the Bill of Rights, shall not be interpreted, that is construed, is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others. Meaning it's not the Constitution. It's something other than the Constitution. Oh, that's right. It's that body of law known as the Bill of Rights, which was the supreme law of this land before it was ever attached to that fraudulent fucking document called the Constitution. That's another misnomer and another fucking, you know, where people are talking, my constitutional rights. You don't have constitutional rights. You have rights under the Bill of Rights. You have natural rights. You have, if you believe in a higher power, you have God-given rights. And if they're God-given rights, who's the only one who can take them away? Well, Joe Biden could take them away. Well, Joe Biden can't do nothing. He can't fucking sit down on the toilet and shit. Walks around with a fucking diaper on. I mean, he said something the other day. They would put it up in, I mean, they couldn't understand it. Nobody, it was just like rattling gibber. This son of a bitch is fucking supposed to be the leader of the free world.
Hey, Henry.
Hi, Misty. How are you today?
Hey. Oh, I'm doing lovely, lovely. You know what I always wonder is how come people don't, I mean, obviously they're trying to kill the American nationals with this bioweapon. because they're telling you to your face that the invaders don't have to take it.
Yeah.
That should be the biggest red flag for anyone.
Well, the red flag should be that, again, you know, you want me to take this shot, okay? And I say, no, I don't want to. Well, you have to take this shot. Well, show me your authority. They cannot show you that authority because the biggest part, it should be simple for people to see. They are telling you you have to do something without fucking a court order. Even in fucking nothing from the goddamn administrative admiralty courts. Only goddamn people used to understand at least. I mean, they still didn't. They didn't know who they were. They didn't understand how the jurisdiction was fucking switched on them by the fucking British accredited registry and made private law. But they did understand that before they could be ordered by the police or any fucking government, not government, they're corporate, but they're thinking of it as government, by anybody to do anything was by a court order. It's called the fucking judiciary. If everybody can just go around and say, I'm giving orders. Well, where's your fucking authority to give that order? Well, you don't have none, do you? What do you have? Oh, I got these mercenaries here with guns. Really? Bam, 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 bam. Now what do you got? Oh, now there's just you. And I do have jurisdictional authority because you tried to exercise a fucking foreign fucking unlawful authority in violation of the fucking law of my land, and you tried to harm me with it. I have the jurisdiction now, and you're going to the common law court, and you're going to fucking hang by the law. Because that's what the law dictates. God damn them anyway. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle!
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:46 Pacific Time, and of course, that was Guns N' Roses with a Welcome to the Jungle. That's all I got to say to you, these motherfuckers. Welcome to the jungle. You've hit the edge, buddy. You're there. Your numbers are going down. You've admitted it. You've admitted that people are telling you to fuck off. Come into the jungle and fucking force your shit, you motherfuckers. You'll get that goddamn war. You will see what the fucking real Americans made out of. Where were we on this vax? We're talking about 70% die. I mean, and they've told you in this article, I mean, it's just a handful start dying from the fucking shit, and it's having bad adverse effects. They take it off the fucking, they unlicense it. Not these son of a bitches. It's go forth. But Biden, with all his threats, that fucking freak, and being run by fucking the Kamala Harris and AEO and the other two fucking foreign bitches, this little communist committee. Hey, you ain't getting what you want, motherfuckers. And you old propagandists, you're fucking failing. You are fucking failing. Now what are you going to do? Because the time comes when you got to do shit or get off the pot, or people are just going to just start ignoring you, brushing you off. I know there's a lot of cowards out there because I see the fucking face mask. Anybody put on a fuck? I ain't putting no fucking face mask on. You put on a face mask, you're fucking putting on a slave fucking diaper across your fucking face. You're admitting that somebody can fucking tell you what to do against your fucking will without due process of the law. And that's what this is really all about. I told you guys a long time ago, before any of this shit ever started, that that's what they were after. The due process of the law. And the ninth article was forbids any fucking power to exist to fucking deny you that due process of the law, which it means you have to have a common law court, and they have to follow the procedures laid out in that fucking Bill of Rights to the fucking letter. You can't say, well, we're just going to skip this and skip that and skip that, and that's your process of the law. Are your due process of the laws, I'm going to tell you, and you're going to do it. Really, motherfucker? Oh, I got a fucking document that was fucking written and ratified by we the fucking people. And it is the highest law, only law, on this goddamn land. Take your administrative admiralty and get the fuck back out on the goddamn ocean with it. It's what you better do. And you better start running for your fucking spider holes. Because this shit's getting close. When I see the goddamn people coming out talking about the rapture, that's the cowards giving their excuse. I mean, they've been strutting around with their fucking guns again. Fucking shiny fucking $10,000 fucking AR-15, you know, fucking with every fucking attachment that was ever built fucking on it. They've been strutting it around and fucking talking their fucking shit. And now the time the lightning's fixing to strike the shit house, man. Well, God will take care of this. Don't worry. I mean, I would attack, you know, I would attack, but God, this is what God, the way God wants it. This is how he's going to do the rapture. And like Dion pointed out, how many fucking times have we heard the same fucking horse shit? That's how this has gone on so far. That's how it has reached this fucking level. It's just pure fucking full-blown tyranny right in your fucking face. And they have declared a war on we the people openly. And still we fucking just sit there watching the invaders come across. I mean, goddamn, how many fucking shit, man. I'm going to go look here. Hang on a second. Let me get the right paper here. The Biden effect. Illegal crossings top 200,000 for the second straight month. Now over 1.3 million for the year. How many are you going to let get in here that you're going to... See, they would like to make a wall of cannon fodder around them. So, because right now, man, I'm telling you, if you know just a little bit of magic, you can fucking move about this country. You can get places without nobody knowing you're there. You can fucking evade them. And we got the fucking people that can do the shooting. I mean, we could end this quick if we fucking used our heads and we had the courage to do it. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, goddamn, if there ain't 100,000 people that can shoot a fucking 1,000-yard shot in this country, I'll eat my hat. 10,000. And just they going after just a fucking handful of these motherfuckers. I mean, damn it. Bill Gates is still walking this fucking earth. That dirty murdering motherfucker who has no jurisdictional power. He's not an elected nothing. He's just fucking got lots of fucking mammon. And because he can, you know, he's a part of the communist operation, communist slash fascist. Let's get real. Because this is industry. Fucking thinking they're going to fucking control the fucking, well, kill the people down to the amount that they want for service to serve their asses so that they got to have somebody to produce the little children for them to molest. But, I mean, they're fucking, it's corporate. They're fucking giving the fucking orders with the communist fucking, committee at the top, fucking, like I said, AOC, and that, look at that little twit bitch. I mean, I'd fucking whip her with a fucking belt if she talked smart ass to me. God damn. What happened to the fucking men in this country? Well, we know where you're at. And we're waiting. I mean, but we can't keep waiting. We can't just let this shit keep entrenching. I mean, it's a pushback when they're not getting their fucking way. But now we're talking, man, well, I guess we're going to have to mandate that son of a bitch, you fuckers. You fucking cowards. Mandate it and enforce it. Do it. You won't, because you know what's going to happen. And once we've done this, we're going to sit back and go, God almighty, why did we let them do that? Why did we live, my whole life fucking has been a fucking misery that didn't have to be. All it took was one fucking fight. I mean, it's going to take a few fucking years unless people do it the right fucking way. But the numbers, the guns, they can't come close to us. No matter what they do. But we have to stop. This is happening to us because we allow it. We're going to set back the people that make it through. And they're going to go, was this ever allowed? Why did my dad allow it? Why did my grandfather allow it? Why did my great-grandfather allow it? Clear back to fucking 1791. Why did they allow it? 1869 with the fucking goddamn 14th Amendment. I mean, can you read subject? Why did you allow it? Lincoln goddamn declaring fucking martial law, blatant violation of the 9th article. Why did you allow it? Slavery, and of every color, and every fucking pigment of skin, was occurring in this country at the time that the goddamn, after 1791, when the Bill of Rights is there. Why did you allow it? You fucking cowards! I guess there have been fucking cowards all the way down the goddamn line now, haven't there? We'll look at this one here. Biden affects illegal crossers 200,000. I mean, hey man, how many? They've opened the fucking borders to the fucking world. There are 7 billion people who would love to come here. And if there's no fucking penalty for chopping off your fucking head, they would just love to chop off your head as much as you'd love to chop off theirs. But you're so goddamn, I might get in trouble. You're in fucking trouble. You're in the biggest fucking trouble that anybody's been in a long fucking time. Since clear back in 1775, you're in some big fucking trouble. And the only fucking way out of it is fucking to fight your way out. Because it has been allowed to go on this long and it has been this deeply entrenched. I mean, you think about something that happened in 1869 or even when Lincoln declared fucking the goddamn, martial law. He had no authority. And the people challenged him on it. Through writ of mandamus. And the writs were shown to be true. And he was fucking, I mean, they were gonna arrest the son of a bitch. But he had them arrested first because he already had his standing army. Which was not an army of we the people. But the people in the fucking army, they were bringing the, Irish over here by the fucking boatloads. They had no fucking clue. Bill of Rights, what's that? You just do what, the landlord tells you, right? You just do what the landlord tells you and maybe he gives you enough till you can drink yourself to death. Yeah, that's right, brothers. That's what we'll do. We're not going to drink ourselves to death, and we're not going to fucking stab needles in our fucking arms. We're going to blow your fucking heads off. And there's a plenty. You know there's a plenty, people. You guys out there that are fucking sitting there, man, it's going to happen. It's a disgusting fucking just, I don't know, quirk of nature that fucking that, well, I guess because when the 3% fought the first time, they didn't throw everybody else out that didn't. I mean, I'm sure there was probably another 10%, even the 3%, how can you believe that fucking number? How can you believe anything they tell you? All the history they've told you, they lied about. They have lied to you since the day you were fucking born. Let whoever fucking fought for this fucking country, whoever fucking put their life on the line, whoever fucking had family that died, those that were left, kick everybody the fuck else out. What are they going to do? You've done kicked the fucking British out, and you go down and you kill those fucking, what the hell do you call them, aristocrats. Just kill their fucking asses. They were a handful, just like they're a handful right now. Kill their fucking asses, and then everybody who fucking sided with the Tories, everybody who didn't, I mean, could have helped in the fucking chore of getting those goddamn rights and fucking liberties, kick their fucking ass out. What are they going to do? They ain't fighters. That's for goddamn sure. It's like just like these Judeo-Christians and all this horse shit we're putting up with today. These aren't fighters. They're fucking cowards. Look at them. Do you see them doing anything? And in the end, they will, they'll take the shot. Because we're supposed to, because that's, because Romans 13 says, that you have to obey the law. Well, you have to obey the law, and that is correct, but you better know what the fucking law is. You better know what that law is that gives you your freedom and your liberties, that allows you to own fucking property, that allows you to be left the fuck alone, that says that there is no fucking higher authority than we, the people, in this fucking country. We are the highest judicial authority, and there is no other judicial authority for we, the people. Now, if you're a part of that fucking government, they have their admiralty authority for fucking military, a military they created in violation of the Bill of Rights, because they never had, just like creating the fucking corporation. Where was the guy that walked up and said, where's your authority to do that? To create a, remove the Republic and replace it with a fucking corporation? Where's your authority? Well, Lincoln declared, that's what they'd tell you too, that'd probably be their argument. I mean, Lincoln declared martial law, you know. Yeah, and he should have been fucking hung. The day he fucking done it. Everybody, they should have threw off those fucking blue and that fucking gray and put on their goddamn clothes and walked to fucking Washington and strung that motherfucker up. Because he was in violation of law. The people who fucking were running slaves and having slavery. Slavery was in the North. That was such a bullshit fucking race card they played at fucking Gettysburg. There were as many slaves in the North as there was in the South. Why didn't the people go, hey, all men are created equal. We believe that. So you can't enslave somebody. Where did that person get due process of the law? Where did that person get, you know, his fucking rights? His authority. He has authority. He's a fucking national. You can't just say somebody's enslaved. That's what they're doing now. They're trying to fucking say, well, you're subjugated. Read the 14th Amendment. Can't you read? Well, can't you read, motherfucker? That 14th Amendment is an unlawful fucking dictate. It is forbidden by the 9th article of the supreme law of this fucking land. Absolutely. It cannot exist. Just like you could not take this, the fucking republic, and you could not turn it into a corporation because you did not have, I want to see your authority. In fact, the 9th article forbids it. It forbids you to create anything that would allow you to deny or disparage any of the people's rights. The others, the people. You know, the ones who fucking have the complete, absolute jurisdictional authority over this country. And the highest law in this goddamn land is the common law court and the common law jury. And those fucking procedures, that due process of the law, is to be followed to the fucking letter. And they fucking know it. But why wasn't that 14th Amendment fucking challenged? Because they had already taken over the fucking judicial at the highest levels. They had implemented the fucking, when they, you know, like the first Congress, when they came up and they said that, oh, we're going to have an attorney general and the government's going to have fucking original jurisdiction over every issue. That means they have original jurisdiction over the people. And that was never fucking granted. In fact, nothing in that fucking Constitution was ever granted by the people because we did not ratify it. They had their fucking lackeys fucking ratify it. And as far as the 14th Amendment, that was ratified by their fucking unlawful military. I'm sure the 9th article covers that, doesn't it? But no authority can exist. But here they are. So it is an unlawful authority. That makes it an unlawful authority. That makes it a goddamn, it's war. They've declared war on us. We're gonna make slaves out of you. You wanna fucking bet? You're about to happen, you're about to get your ass not only shot out of this fucking country,
And you UN peacekeepers, just you fucking test our fucking metal. Come into the jungle, you motherfuckers. I know you've been around the world. Everywhere you went, you've fucking caused fucking mayhem and fucking murder. You're fucking slime is what you fucking are. Step up, motherfuckers, and see if we're like the rest of this fucking world that we'll fucking take this kind of shit when we're armed as heavily as we are. We have enough fucking arms and ammunition to take this world over if we wanted to. But all we really want is you to get the fuck out of our country, shove your fucking United Nations, shove all this fucking one world shit right up your one world fucking ass. And that goes for you too, you little fat little bitch sitting over there on the goddamn English throne. Shove it right up your fucking ass. Because we're not going to fucking allow it. We're not fucking Australia. We're not going to hand over our guns. You're going to fucking eat fucking lead when you come to try to take them. And it's going to be so much fucking lead. And you fucking know it. Or you would have already did it. And you just keep on with your fucking bullshit fucking, well, we're gonna, we'll get to getting, buddy. Get to doing it. Do it or shut your fucking punk mouth. You hear them bitches, I'm talking to the bitches, I'm not talking to this Biden. That deadheaded son of a bitch doesn't even know where he's at. I'm talking to the Communist Committee. I'm talking to you, Kamala Harris. I'm talking to you, AOC, or whatever the fuck they call you and you other two bitches. I'm talking to you, Communist Committee. Get the shit or get off the pot. And get the fuck out of this country. Because you make us go on the offensive, man. And fucking, I'll tell you what, we will seal this country off. You will not be able to escape. And UN tries to fucking come in and get you. We'll fucking blow their asses to shit with our fucking artillery. We'll let loose with our nuclear arsenal. We will fuck this whole fucking world up if we have to. But your fucking asses are going. And we are going to have freedom and liberty. And you know what, you motherfuckers? What hurts you the worst? We are going to have our autonomy. Nobody's going to fucking have a fucking power over our own will. And we are going to have, you know what? This is the worst, but we're going to be happy. We're going to have what belongs to us, and we're going to take back what you have stolen, and we're going to be fucking happy. Oh, my fucking God, and they're going to be happy. Oh, man, they're not supposed to be. They got to be in misery. That's what makes you happy, isn't it, you communist whores? And that's what you are, three communist whores. You do it with donkeys. Fuck you. Anyway, that's enough. We've made it to the top of the hour. You guys know what the fuck's going on. Just get ready for it. They're coming up against the wall. They're coming to the point to where they're going to have to fucking move or fucking shut the fuck up and get the fuck out and run. They got to come run towards us or run away. And they're not going to run. Not the motherfuckers, not the head of the snake. They're going to bring the tail around, but the tail ain't where the fangs are. Get that son of a bitch in the head. Tear that fucking, take that head off that fucking snake, and the rest of this riffraff will just run them out. It's like we've run them out 100 fucking times before. I mean, God damn it, fucking shit. Anybody that's ever come up against us, we fucking kick their fucking ass, man. Plain and fucking simple. And we do it as a people, and we do it under that Bill of Rights. We do it by the law. We just enforce our fucking law. You can't call it a fucking civil war because it isn't. And you can't call it a revolution because it isn't. It is simply the fucking jurisdictional authority of this country, which is the individual free sovereign, enforcing the fucking law. And that is the word from the trenches.